Thank you for listening to this radio station. We are sure that you will hear only the truth being proclaimed from this station, and we encourage you to continue to listen. I'm Vernon Joynes, and today we're going to continue our study of what must I do to be saved. We have noted thus far that the word has to be preached in order for people to hear and learn what to do, in order for faith to be established, in order to learn that one must repent from their sin and repent toward God. And then one must make confession with the mouth of what they believe in their heart. And after one has done this, and this has been done from the heart, then one can be baptized for the remission or the forgiveness of their sins. In Matthew 3:13-17, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But Jesus forbade him, saying," or rather John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" And Jesus said unto him, "Suffer or permit it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus was not baptized for the remission of sins, because he did not sin. But there is a key word in this. And he says, "It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." In Psalms 119:172, he said, "All thy commandments are righteousness." So he was obeying the command of God for the Jews who were alive that day. Then he told his disciples, when he was prepared to ascend back to heaven, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." This then was a universal message. Teach all nations and baptize them by the authority or in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In John 3:5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And we learned that John the immerser, or John the Baptist, was baptizing in Enon near Salem because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. He needed enough water to bury or to immerse the individuals, and so therefore he had to have adequate water. We read also how that in Acts 2:36-41, the people learn for the very first time in the church, this is the birthday of the church, as to what one must do in order to be saved. He said, "Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward or crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. In the 8th chapter of Acts, we noted in a previous lesson how that Philip had made the good confession, that is, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. At this point, he commanded that the chariot stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. I think it's important to note that there was a time to rejoice, but when was it? When his sins had been washed away, when they were forgiven. In fact, that's what Saul was told to do in Acts 22:16 as he rehearsed what had happened to him in his conversion. He said that Ananias raised this question, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." In Romans 6, Paul, teaching on the subject of baptism, reminds us of the importance of it and what it is. But notice carefully the verses before he tells us what it is. He said, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Notice this, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." Romans 6, 3 and 5. In Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27, he says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." In Ephesians 4 and 5, he says, "There's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism." Now, there are more baptisms that are mentioned in the New Testament, but this is the only one at this time that was in force. That is, baptism in water for the remission of sins. Baptism into Christ. Baptism into the death of Christ. And then in 1 Peter 3:21, Peter just plainly says, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us." And a parenthetical statement, "Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God." And he said, "By the resurrection of Jesus Christ." You see, we're buried with him, and then we're raised with him. In 1 John 5 and 3, he said, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." How many of you today who are listening have not been baptized into Christ according to the command that God has given through Jesus Christ? In the 10th chapter of Acts, when the people heard, believed, and repented of their sins, and acknowledged that Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world, then Peter commanded them to be baptized. Have you been baptized for the remission of your sins? If not, won't you do this today in obedience to the command of God?